Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. And this weather is so unusual. I know when I talk to people out of state, they're going, wow, doesn't it snow there anymore? And it snows in the mountains, but not really. People in the ski slopes are really getting nervous about not having snow there. So we need to pray for a little more snow in the mountains. And I'm enjoying the weather here in Denver, Colorado. Oh, so welcome to the program. God's love is reflected in those whose thoughtfulness brings joy to others. And isn't it rewarding when you need something? I remember, this was a long time ago, John and I were on our way to a reunion of our class in San Diego. That's our school moved from Pasadena to San Diego. And we had forgotten an important part of what the weekend was going to be. And they were papers that we needed to have with us. And this couple in Denver, they were so precious. Could you please call? And we had a friend, gave them a number of a friend, and he will give you some keys to the home. Would you get those papers that we need and send them along? They did. They sent us those papers. I don't know how we got it so quickly, but God is so rich in all kinds of wisdom and understanding. I'm so grateful. And see, those are thoughtfulness of others' thoughtfulness that help us to have such glorious days and times that we have. I couldn't do it without you. I just couldn't. I couldn't do this without you. I couldn't live a successful life without my friends. I'm so grateful for you. You have been a blessing, more than a blessing, more than words could ever say. It's like that old song, The Love of God. You know, he's there. You can't express it in words that you know. I don't care if you knew five or six languages. There are no words to say about the wonder of God and the power of his blessings on us. Let's do the Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. Praise God. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. And I find that I hope that you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I hope you're a tongues talker. I do. I hope you're a tongues talker, because there are moments in my life when I feel so weak, and it's like Holy Spirit says, okay, you know how to communicate with me, so start speaking. And even in the middle of the night, if I wake up, I did today at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Holy Spirit is saying, I want you to talk to me on the way to the study. I want you to talk to me. And so I prayed in tongues the whole way to the study, and he gave me such confidence, such assurance, such love that he was there for me. And he helped me to go back to sleep after I read the words. So he's just there all the time. He is there all the time. All the time he is there. Praise the Lord. Oh, and you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And that's what our study was last Saturday at the meeting. It was a very strange weekend, because Friday it snowed, and I thought, well, maybe I'd better call these people and tell them it's canceled. And then Saturday was bright and sunny, even though it was very cold. And so we had a great meeting, a great brunch at the restaurant. And I realized that in him, and you can read that in Ephesians 1, in him is where it is. You can do nothing apart from him if you call yourself a believer. You can't. And you're going to fall over all on your face. You're going to hit a wall, and you're going to have to call on him. That's the way it is. He wanted it that way. He loves you so much. He wants you dependent on him. If you'd like to give to Call to Freedom, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on donations. Or you, if you want to listen to radio shows, you can go to resources and hit those radio shows down. If you want to get a Word Power for Every Hour Bible guide, chronological, that means it goes from the point at the beginning and through chronologically the dates of the people and how they lived. That's why you'll find right in the middle of Genesis, I have gone to Job, because they're contemporaries. And so I feel like Job was right kind of in the middle of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob experience. And that's why you're reading Job right now. It's a great way to go through the Bible and understand the mind of God. He's such a gracious God. He truly is. And the one verse that I have for you today is Philippians 1:6. I am confident for you, friend. I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will be faithful. He's faithful and true. He will be faithful to complete it. Praise the Lord. The verse for this week comes from Job, and it's really one of only few bright spots in Job that I can actually say. Job 22, verse 28. And right after I was started going with Darren, this is one of the scriptures that he gave on. Our dates were filled with scripture, if you can believe that. We went on dates and we discussed the Word of God. It was so fun. It was really fun. In fact, in my journal, I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me a man that can talk the Word. Oh, Father, thank you. And it says, you shall decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. Now, what does that mean? That is a very bright spot in this book of Job. You may ask, well, what does decree a thing have to do with anything? Thousands of years later, at this very time in your life, you are needing a rescue of sorts. Yeah, even from shopping in December and Christmas, you may have debts that you need to pay. And in your physical life, you may have issues in your finances, in your relationships, and you are in need of an answer from God. And this is where the fun and adventure begin. You are vital in God delivering the answer to your request. So you decree a thing. You say what you want. You say what you want with God's cooperation. That's what it is. And then he says in Isaiah 55, verse 11, so shall my word through your mouth go forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return void or empty without accomplishing what I desire and succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Oh, if you don't know by now, I love God's word. I love his word. It is just so wonderful. And in the Message translation, Job 22, verse 28 says, give in to God. Come to terms with him. That's right. He's your creator. He knows every part of you. Come to terms with him, and everything will turn out just fine. Let him tell you what to do. Take his words to heart. Come back to God Almighty, and he'll rebuild your life. Some of us, we need rebuilding. We really do. We were a mess. And there are times that I still think, oh, Lord, I'm such a mess. And he says, you're good. I'm rebuilding you. You're good. Clean house of everything evil. That's right. Magazines, articles, books, anything that is impure. And God can tell you what is impure and what isn't, what he wants you to throw out. And it's important that you do that. Clean house of everything evil. And that includes your mind. Yes, we're going to talk about this week. Relax your grip on your money and abandon your gold-plated luxury. Some of you think, I don't have luxury, but you get what you desire, because we're an instant organization here on this earth. Everything instant. Oh, I'd love to have that to eat. Oh, I'd love to have that coat. Oh, isn't that car beautiful? And somehow we make the payments, and sometimes we have made a terrible decision. And I believe that it's important that you listen to God about every purchase that you make. Relax your grip on money. God Almighty will be your treasure, more wealth than you can imagine. Praise God. Well, when I was looking this weekend, I'm doing the February Express. I try to do it a month out. And as I was looking for an article for February, and I do that from the Word of God, and also I have this Book of Mysteries by Jonathan Cahn. Oh, if you don't have a Book of Mysteries, you need to go online, Jonathan Cahn, capital C-A-H-N, Book of Mysteries. And in getting the article that I had for February from that precious teacher, oh, he's so anointed, I found this one called Into the Deep, and I want to read this for you today. It's just a blessing. It kind of blows your mind when you think, well, I'm right where I need to be. I don't need to go any further. I'm a good person. I'm spiritual. I read the Word. And so here comes Jonathan with this Into the Deep, and it's day 48 if you have a Book of Mysteries. It's called Blessings. The Messiah, and we're talking about a teacher here. If you're not familiar with the Book of Mysteries, you have a teacher and a student, and I usually recognize the student in me. The Messiah was teaching the multitudes from a boat on the Sea of Galilee. He turned to his disciple Simon and said, "Launch out into the deep and let your nets out for a catch." So they did. They caught so many fish that their nets began to break. "What do you see in that?" asked the teacher. "Well, it's wise to listen to the Messiah," I replied, "yes." And this conversation is not only found in Luke 5, where they are fishermen, but also after Jesus comes back from the dead and he is resurrected, he meets them on the beach in John 21, and he says again, "Launch out into the deep," and I'm reading here, and "yes, but what did he tell them to do?" asked the teacher. "To launch out into the deep, to launch out into the deep." That's it right there, to launch out into the deep. "What does it mean?" I asked. "It means that the fish weren't in the shallow waters, and if you're a fisherman at all, you know that fish do not dwell in the very shallow waters. They're out there in the deep. So what does it mean to us? It means that your blessings aren't in the shallow waters either." "I still don't get it," I said. "The blessings of God aren't found in the shallow waters. You won't find them in the shallow waters of faith. They don't swim there." He paused for a moment as if to think, then continued, "There are many who call themselves by Messiah's name, but most dwell only in the shallow waters. They stay by the shore. They stay near that which is familiar and comfortable and where they feel safe and secure somehow." I remember when my husband, John, had been attacked with cancer, lymphoma, and it was all through his body. And he said a very profound thing in the middle of that horrible attack. He said, "The three Hebrew teenagers were safer in the fiery furnace than outside." Isn't that profound? Yes, they were safer in the fiery furnace with Jesus than they were on the outside. Oh, thank you so much, John. We're going to hear from him later this half hour. You see, shallow Christians never fully leave the old ways, the old life. And that old life that Jonathan Cahn is talking about and the teacher is talking about is the religious spirit, the old ways. And if you see religion in the Latin, it means back to bondage. So if you're living according to the Old Testament, friend, you need to jump over into the New Covenant teaching, because if you continue under the law and with the religious things that are going on, you're going to see yourself back to bondage. You see, shallow Christians never fully leave the old ways, so they only know the shallow waters of God. Others who are called by his name never fully launch out. They never enter the deep. They believe, but with a shallow faith. They read the scriptures, but only get into the shallow of the word, the surface, the letter. And I did that the first 5 years. I was just reading and underlining because I was new into this, going through the Bible, the whole Bible in a year. But now after 50 years, I am understanding the depth of the word of God that he wrote for us. Oh, it's so good. And these shallow Christians pray, but only in the shallow of prayer. They never allow themselves to enter the depths of prayer. They never allow themselves the time. And they know of God's love, but they never get into the deep of his love. As a result, they never know the deep blessings that God has for them. But if you want the blessings of God, you must leave the shallow and launch out away from the shore, away from its distractions, away from the old and the familiar and the comfortable, and into the deep waters of faith, the deep waters of his presence, the deep of his word, the deep of worship, the deep of his joy, the deep of his voice, oh, the deep of his spirit, and the deep of his heart. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. That's where your blessings are waiting and will be found. Now, some of you are going through some really traumatic times. You may be married to someone who doesn't want to have anything to do with God. And instead of just coming against that barrier over and over and over again, you go with God, with Holy Spirit, into the deeper waters, and you find a relationship with them, with God and Holy Spirit, that can keep you in love, keep you in forgiveness, keep you in the depths of joy. Praise God, in his presence is his presence, not your spouse's presence. In God's presence is fullness of joy. And miracles, I asked, miracles are so big that your net will break in the deep waters of God. And in John 21, it says, when the disciples came to the beach where this man was cooking over a fire, and Peter recognized it's Jesus. He tore off his outside clothes, not the, you know, his coats that he was wearing for fishing. And they went to shore, and Jesus said, launch out into the deep, and you'll find your sheep, because your fish, because they hadn't gotten anything all night. They obeyed him. They obeyed Jesus' voice, and they went out, and their nets were full. In fact, they almost broke. Full of, it says, large, 153 fish. You can't lose with God. And the mission at the bottom of that page, day 48, says, launch out into the deep waters of God today. And there let your net down, that it might break with his blessings. From Genesis 49, verse 25, from the God of your father who helps you, and by the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, and blessings of the breast and of the womb. And we read in Luke 5, 4 through 11, when he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, now go out where it's deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. I know it's scary. It's scary to go out there. Walk out there by yourself, like Peter, when he said, Lord, I want to walk to you. And he did walk until he saw the storm and the waves. And I know it's difficult for some of you, but oh, take that chance. Take that risk. It's going to wind out to be the best thing that you've ever done. Master Simon replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again. And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, oh, Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you. He realized his humanity, for he was awestruck by the number of fish, but he was in the presence of Messiah. Oh, and today, friend, you, if you call yourself a believer, you are in the presence of Messiah. Oh, and they were all amazed, and Jesus said, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people. And they left everything and followed Jesus. Some of you will need to leave everything. You need to leave family, comfortable living, that kind of thing to serve God. And I'll tell you, it's going to be worth it. It really is. When you hold on to God, it's worth everything. 1 Corinthians 2:10-13 says, "For to us God revealed this revelation knowledge through the Spirit," that's Holy Spirit, "for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God," and that's for you. "For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?" And that's the only way you receive messages from God. He doesn't speak to your body. He doesn't speak to your mind. He speaks to your spirit. And that's why we need to renew our minds by the Spirit that has been taught by Holy Spirit. And you'll find that in Romans 12, verse 2. So we renew our minds on a daily basis. "Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God." Those blessings. How much did it cost you to get saved? How much did it cost you to get born again? Not in money. No, not in money. You didn't have to pay a penny. And it's cost you, yes, because you have desired to live for Jesus. And so you can say Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me." He loved me so much that as he was hanging on the cross, he cried out, "Forgive, forgive, forgive." And he has forgiven all of you. Oh, praise God. It is finished. Oh, and he speaks words to us, not words taught by the human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. That's 1 Corinthians 2:10-13. Oh, as we realize how mighty and how wonderful God is, we realize that it's important to know and to say often, "Lord, you are so great. You are a good God. I love you, Lord," because he's saying that to us all the time. He says that to me all the time. "I love you, Barbara." And I know if you listen quietly, he will say that to you too. God is a wonderful God. And Saturday we sang "How Great Thou Art" at the meeting, and it was so beautiful because I only had the chorus there, but we sang through the verse and the chorus, because everybody knows that song. It's beautiful. It's an older song, and I love the words, and I want you to listen to John.
"O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall joy shall fill my heart, then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee,
going to hear him someday. I'm going to hear him on, oh, can you imagine the length of the pianos in heaven? Oh, they're not just the grand, grand pianos, the concert grands. Oh, praise the Lord. And he could sing that song. And even though his body was ravaged with cancer, he could actually say the three Hebrew teenagers were safer in the fiery furnace than outside. And when you're with Jesus, you're safer than being outside. Martin Luther King didn't stay in the shallow part of the river. No, he didn't. He didn't stay in the shallow part at all. He went into the deep and put everything out there for a purpose that was greater than himself. It involved the future of this country and the lives of the people we see, that all men, that you got to remember that God ordained these men to say, to put in the Constitution, all men are created equal in the preamble. And so it's worth reflecting on this message, remembering Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday this month, and whether we're moving in the direction of accomplishing the great vision that he spoke of, or just trying to get through our days, folks. We need to love, we need to love, and we need to love. We need to pray for those who are protesting in Minneapolis. We need to pray for those who are dead set against coming together as a nation. Got to pray for them. That's about the only thing that we can do. Go out and protest with the protesters? I don't think so. That's not accomplishing that much. And I want you to know that when you go into the deep part of that water that God is inviting you into, he's reaching out his hand to you right now saying, come on. Come on, into the deep, into the deep. You're going to stand with people like Martin Luther King Jr. someday, with your arms locked together in heaven, proclaiming that all men are created equal. So go out into that deep water, friend. It's going to be so worthwhile. And everything that you have imagined or wanted a blessing, you're going to get that blessing because you're cooperating with God, getting into that deeper water. Oh, God bless you and keep you. It's been so good to be with you today. Oh, may you enjoy the blessings of God as you get into that deep water. I love you. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.